This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. My name's Carl, and every time that we are on a Monday, which we are not going to be next week, by the way.
For President's Day.
For President's
right.
Day.
Some
right.
of us are.
Oh, Ethan's going to be here. But the winner of the real or fake news quiz, where I give headlines, and the three people in the studio have to guess if they are real or fake headlines, the winner gets to pick the music for that Friday, and Kim St. Ange picked the music last Friday, and it was pretty good.
Thanks.
She had some Sinatra in there, some Kojo, she had some Ben Rector.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, do you know any of those names?
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, thank you. And I even said to Kim, Mark is going to know a couple
Mark
of these
will songs. Appreciate a couple of these, yes, indeed.
And he did. But Mark believes he is going to win today.
All right, let's see.
Kim, since you are a returning champion, you'll go first. I have two Super Bowl things that I had left over from last week, and since we've been talking about nothing but the damn Super Bowl, real or fake, Kim St. Ange, soda takes the top spot for preferred drinks at Super Bowl parties. Real or fake?
I will say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I will go real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go real.
It is real. 31 states and D.C. prefer soda to beer, spirits, or wine.
Soda with something mixed in it, maybe?
Nope.
No, just
soda.
Plain soda.
You're right. Drinking soda.
Coke.
I don't get it either.
All right, let's see.
All right, have to start that's tallying, okay. Carl's got to keep track here.
Especially since Mark got one. So, Ethan Bright, real or fake? We all know the tickets to the first Super Bowl were $6, but they finally, because the tickets were so low, sold it out. Real or fake?
So you're asking, did they sell out the first?
Did they sell out the first Super Bowl? Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
Mark Cox.
So are you saying that they did sell it out, or are you asking us if they sold it out?
I'm asking you.
You're saying they sold it out.
I'm professing that they sold it out.
The first Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The first...
1967 Super Bowl, what we now call Super Bowl I.
I will say that is fake.
I'll say fake.
It is fake. 30,000 empty seats.
Wow.
Even though the tickets were $6.
$6 a piece.
A piece.
It was brand new.
But that would have been a lot more. I mean, I'm that. Not saying
in
a ton.
In 1967?
Oh, okay.
Still.
Okay, that's like $50 now.
All right. Still.
Mark Cox, let's go to Valentine's Day. And my sources for this are a website called couponbirds.com. So
okay.
People can play along at home if they want to. And because if you question my sources, that is what my source is for this.
Okay.
Real or fake? In Missouri, women prefer Valentine candles as gifts. Real or fake?
Fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say fake.
Ethan Bright.
I think it's weird. I'm going to go true.
It's real. Missouri women prefer candles as their preferred gift. Kim St. Ange.
Kim, would you want a candle for Valentine's Day?
I like candles, though. I've been second-guessing them because I just keep hearing about how toxic they are. So
ask RFK.
Not the point.
Okay.
Kim St. Ange, in Missouri, men prefer high-tech gear for Valentine's gifts. Real or fake?
Who gives someone high-tech gear for Valentine's Day?
Like video games.
Do people even get Valentine's Day gifts? I don't know. Real?
Ethan Bright.
I would say real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to say fake.
It's real.
Ah.
Damn it, men. Ethan Bright. Nationally, women prefer a romantic night out. Real or fake?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go with real.
We'll say real.
It is real. But number two is not candles. Nevada. Those are the only two states that prefer candles, which I don't get. But that does remind me. Who's hosting with Ethan next week?
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
From Nevada. From Las Vegas, Nevada. Nice.
But number two is jewelry / chocolates. They tied. Mark Cox, real or fake, women in Alaska, their preferred Valentine's gift is a cozy robe. Real or fake?
I'll go fake on that, Carl.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
It's fake.
Oh.
Sorry.
I had them all up until then. What
is it? What do they prefer?
Oh, that is chocolates.
Bearskin rug?
No, sorry. Mark, is it you? No, it's Kim.
It's Kim.
Yep. Kim St. Ange, real or fake? More millennials, that would be the ages of 29 to 44, are in a relationship.
Oh, sorry, Carl.
That's all right. More millennials, 29 to 44, are in a relationship or married than Gen Xers, which would be 45 to 60.
No, I think that fewer millennials are married. I'm sorry, however you phrased it, whichever one that is, real or fake.
What would that be?
Real or fake? More millennials are in relationships / married than Gen Xers.
Oh, you're saying relationships, so that
relationships / married.
Okay, so they don't have to be married.
They don't have to be married.
Nah, people are all about this, like, me. I'm going to focus on me. I don't need a man, so I'm going to say fake.
Ethan Bright.
Real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go with fake on that.
It's real?
Ugh.
It's real? You're thinking of the Gen Zers. Gen Zers are not in... They love to be single. The millennials...
I'm a millennial.
Right.
I just figured Gen Xers are all divorced, so...
But get this. It's only by 1%. It's like 70 to 71.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter because... Winning. Ethan Bright got every single one except for one.
Oh.
Woohoo.
Congratulations, Ethan.
Thank you.
And Ethan said, hey, when I win, I'm going to let you pick the music, Carl. And I said,
oh, you are?
No.
No, that's not how it works.
I don't want that. I want you to pick your favorite songs.
I will. It'll be a lot of stuff you've never heard.
It's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Do some Valentine's Day theme stuff.
Love. Love.
Gross.
I don't like a Nat King Cole song, maybe. You know,
should have won then.
L-O-V-E.
I'm playing death metal.
No, are you really?
I think I'm going to be sick on Friday.
You would have enjoyed Conquest the other night. They did a fantastic job.
I hate heavy death. I hate that type of music. That might be my absolute least favorite type. That's seriously what you like?
I mean, isn't that the point? Is to punish you guys?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That way.
Get more at 971talk.com. Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.